Happy full moon in Capricorn. So we just followed an interesting little series. We're in the midst of the Mercury retrograde and Mars in Aries. And there is a really powerful message that is coming forward at this time to share with anyone who is tuning into this, to help them, you listening on, to help you with your efforts in your business, to make the most impact with the effort that you're putting in. So, getting straight to it, the message is to start where you are with what you have, to take yourself and your business forward into what it can be. So let's break it down. So start with where you are, and you know, this is usually something that can be a challenge in a time of uncertainty when there are many different directions you can be pulled in. And you may think that where you are is not the right place you need to be to actually create the change that you want. And you may need to do something else, or you may need to get something in place. So the message here at this full moon is one of starting where you are, no matter what's going on around you, what's happening within you, then you can still, through that, you can still in this place really tune in to a possibility that can be in this space. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be 100% goal. It doesn't have to be total positive. It has to be, yes, going in a forward direction to make the best out of what you got. But still, if you start with where you are, then you can really, really take the best of this moment and bring it forward into where you can be. Where you can be in the future is made from different steps taken in the past. So you are currently living right now the result of choices made in the past, and results of different steps you've taken, results of different directions you've turned in. You are currently stationed now at this time in this space as a result of all of those things you have considered and you have acted upon and not acted upon as well. And in order, you know, with this Capricorn energy here of moving forward and, you know, keeping your eye on that goal, a long-term vision, a long-term goal, know that this moment is contributing in some way, whatever way it may be, but it is still valuable. Each moment is important. So start with where you are. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, start right now and take what you have. Start with where you are, using what you have, using the resources you already have within you and around you to support you in this quest to achieve this goal. And this is really essential here to find some sense of comfort, to find some sense of release, to find some degree of movement, because in order to move forward, sometimes you know, things may not seem to be going in the way that you'd like it to, or you want it to, you know, there may be some attachments to that. So the more that you can have a playful, more adventurous outlook on this, on pursuing your goals, on pursuing following through to the next step and the next step, the more that you will be able to bring forward that future, not only a future, but a future that is so different from where you are right now. So behold the possibilities, behold what is pregnant, what is being born but not visible yet. And this may look and feel totally different to where you are now. So remember, every that the state where you are now is contributing to that which you are birthing in the future. And speaking of birthing, it is also a good time to connect more deeply to that grounded center, that groundedness, that, you know, that feeling of home, where you are, to start where you are, to make yourself comfortable where you are. Not that you don't get out of your comfort zone, but that you support yourself where you are, that you nourish, nurture yourself where you are, so that you do actually have all the resources that you can possibly use in this moment. So you gather that, you know, all those things around you that can help you, that can strengthen your resolve and move forward. So start where you are, right where you are, and do not hesitate to take some time there to reflect, to do some inner reflection, outer reflection, but especially the inner one, especially connecting with your own thoughts around right now, around being present right now, around just getting started right now, on where what you want to get started, on what you want to work towards into the future. So Capricorn energy brings that to us. So in your business, for instance, this may take the form of looking at your long-term vision, your long-term plan, longer term than you would have usually thought about. And it's a good time, you know, halfway point we just come out of the solstice period, and it's a really good time to, if you haven't gotten around to it yet, to reflect, to catch up on with yourself on those bigger visions, the bigger goals for the rest, the next little, well, the next sub-part of the year, really. And this is how you can tie in the future to where you are now, because in addition to being mindful of that and reflecting, you are also going to be looking at where you are now. So two important points. Start with it, where you are now, with what you have around you, what you have right now, so that you can create that future that can be. So I hope you enjoy that. Do let me know how that's going for you, how this full moon is treating you and your business, and if you like more personalized guidance for your business and to see where you can place your focus on in the best ways possible, you can check out the website sashaniello.com, check out the Facebook page, and you can contact me for help with that. So until next time, this was Sasha for the Spiritual Biz Superstar Show. I will see you again. Happy full moon.